The Mystery of Whispering Woods. Once upon a time, in the sleepy village of Greenwood, the children often spoke of the whimsical Whispering Woods. The trees, they said, spoke to those who wandered close enough to hear, but no one knew exactly what they would say. One summer afternoon, as the sun played hide-and-seek with the clouds, two adventurous friends, Zoe and Max, decided to uncover the mystery for themselves. As they tiptoed into the woods, the surrounded them, making the leaves shimmer with secrets. Zoe, with her wide eyes reflecting the green around them, listened intently. Max, barely holding back his excitement, clung to his notebook, ready to jot down any clue. "What if the trees really talk? What would they tell us?" whispered Zoe. "Maybe they'll share an ancient secret or lead us to a hidden treasure." Max replied with a grin. They wandered deeper and saw an old oak tree, its branches swaying as if waving them closer. Then they heard it, a soft seemed to float through the air. "Did you hear that?" exclaimed Max. "The trees are singing," Zoe murmured in awe. Following the music, they stumbled upon a grove where the sound was clearer. Suddenly, echoed around them. Startled, the children spun around to find a shimmering light darting between the trees. "Fairies," Zoe said. Max scribbled in his notebook, "Fairies guard the secrets of the woods." The light stopped in front of the oldest tree, and there they found a beautifully carved wooden box. "It's a fairy treasure," Zoe declared. Gently, they opened it to find a mirror inside. "What kind of treasure is this?" Max wondered aloud. Zoe picked up the mirror, and they gasped. Their reflections showed them wearing crowns of leaves and flowers. The mirror, they realized, didn't show them as they were, but as the forest saw them, as brave explorers and friends of the woods. "The real treasure," Zoe said, "is seeing the magic in ourselves and all around us." They left the grove with the laughter of the fairies behind, the mystery of the Whispering Woods solved, but their hearts opened to all the wonders yet to be discovered.